Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So many of you write into us. A lot of times we use your stuff for segments, and then sometimes we just go on the air and read the stuff because the show is definitely powered by you all. If you ever want to write into the show, just send us a message on either one of the socials, Facebook or Instagram. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and you can send us stuff. This is from Rachel. Rachel says, "Hey, JKJ crew, over the weekend I was at the pool, started chatting with a guy lounging next to me. He had a book in his hand. He was very chill, very wise looking," she says. "He casually mentioned that he's reading 5 books at the same time. And I'm like, what? How do you even manage that, bro?" "I'm lucky I can get through a single chapter before something distracts me." So she just had a quick question for us. "Do you, any of you on the morning show, juggle multiple books? Are you one book at a time purist?" And then she goes on to da-da-da-da-da. And that is from Rachel. I know Katie and I read a lot. Josh reads his text messages.
he reads books about World War II.
It's a lot of reading.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. It's a lot of reading. I read the Bible, Jer.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Katie, 66 do you read, books in there.
Do you read multiple books at once?
I can't. I don't know how people do that. Like, I have to stick with one book, but I get pretty involved. Like, that's what I like about reading is you block out the world and you are transported into this book and you get to be essentially with all these characters. And so I don't know how people can do that with multiple books.
Yeah, like, but you can watch multiple TV shows. You can watch multiple YouTube videos. You can multitask.
Yeah.
So why can't you do it with books? Isn't
that
kind of funny?
Less cognitive ability to just sit and watch different TV shows. You know, you don't have to pay attention. Where, like, with Katie, when you read, you read the Let Them Theory for like 6 months.
I did.
Like,
it took
you still reading it?
No, I finally finished it. But I was reading little bits at a time because that was hard for me, like, to actually, you know, absorb that information. It wasn't a story, if you will. And so that it really, for me to be able to gather all the info in that book, I had to read it slow. But that's the other thing. When I read at night to help me sleep. And so I'm not reading throughout the day like watch TV or something, you know. So that's why I am limited to one book. Because I look forward to like I'm reading this book right now about this little girl. And I just cannot wait until tonight to find out what's going to happen next, right? So it's like, that's why I'm only into
you
one book
into
at
it.
A time. I do.
Are you physical books or digital
physical.
Books?
Physical.
So my problem is I am gone strictly digital books. For those of you that want to do that, I highly suggest an app called Libby, which connects to your local library, and you can download books onto your tablet. I recently went out and bought an iPad mini, which is one of the best things on the planet, the second best thing I've ever bought. First is a Traeger. The second is my iPad mini. Absolutely love that goofy little iPad. And you get the Libby app on there, and I'm checking out books like crazy. So as of right now, I've got 3 going.
Yeah.
3 books going. I've got Revenge of the Tipping Point going. I am reading a book called Growing Up Urkel, which is all about the dude who played Urkel.
No way.
Jaleel White.
I actually might want to read that one.
And then a book I just was like, oh, I should read that since we're in radio. It's called How to Talk to Anyone, 92 Little Tricks on How to Talk to People. I was like, ah, why the hell not? You know, it might do me some good on the radio. So, yeah, I'll juggle three books at any given time. But I think it's easier when it's digital. You just hop on, you read a few pages, you absorb it in the moment, and then you move on.
Well,
so I flip back and forth.
So are those, but are you reading those or are they?
Yeah, I'm reading them. Actually,
I'm
reading
them.
Yeah.
So let me ask you that. Are you able to focus on them and retain what you're reading?
Absolutely.
So you just compartmentalize then, essentially. Like, this is the book that I'm reading today. And then,
and you just pick right back up where you left off.
That's
I'm a big
heck
fan.
Of a skill.
I read a lot on the weekends. Like, I get up before Nicole and the kids, and I will take the little mini and go sit out on the back patio and zip through a book.
Oh, you read during the day. I can't.
I'll read during
it makes
the
me
day.
Fall asleep.
When it's quiet and nobody's up.
I've trained myself to fall asleep when I read. And I don't know how you read all those books. So, like, I would start being like 92 ways to talk to Steve Urkel. Like, I would just start combining.
Did
I would.
One way to talk to him.
I would just start combining all of it because I can't.
Or the problem is you'd start reading one in Steve Urkel's voice.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to give up on the Arnold Schwarzenegger book because I was reading it in his voice as I was reading it, and I couldn't do it. It was so distracting.
Everything, everywhere.
Everything. Now here's the period. Period. Move on to the next sentence. I couldn't do it. I had to bail.
It's so funny. I would do the same thing.
I would too.
Libby is the name of the app. People are writing in. What's the name of the app? It's Libby, so check it out. All right, I got another one here for you. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about The slot machine winners up in
Monarch. Was the
Monarch?
Big, yep.
Monarch Casino.
Was the big casino. 2 in 1 year.
Yeah, $1 million winners within 6 months, back to back, essentially on slot machines. Tracy wrote in and says, after you guys were talking about the big winners in Blackhawk yesterday, I went down a little, quote, what if I won $1 million rabbit hole. She says, I wasn't thinking about the usual dream house stuff, no yachts, cars. She said, I started thinking practically, if I had that kind of money, I would 100% pay someone to bring in my groceries, not shop for them, just the unloading part. She's like, I have to climb up so many flights of stairs. She's like, I don't want to haul up 43 plastic bags anymore.
Oh, that's fair.
She said, I talked to my friend about this over text. She said that she would hire somebody to scoop after her dog. She wants all the cuddles, but not the poop. And then she just wrote back, mad respect.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious about you guys. What silly everyday task would you guys throw money at if it was a no object kind of life? Thanks for keeping my money mornings. My monies. Thanks for keeping my mornings fun and slightly unhinged. And that's from Tracy in Lakewood. I don't know. What would you guys do with some cash money?
I don't know if this is too, because I know, I don't know if this is too mundane or whatever, but like, I would get a personal chef right away.
Okay.
Because like, I don't love cooking unless it's grilling or smoking meat. Like, mm-hmm. The other stuff, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. And I know you have to do it because it's the best way to eat, but like, I just don't. And if I could have a personal chef and just make me dinner every night. That would be awesome.
Pretty solid.
I would
Katie,
love that.
What
yeah.
about you?
I've got three. I would have someone clean for me.
Solid.
I would have someone pick out all my clothes.
Good.
And I would have someone do my hair and makeup.
The clothes is real. I love that.
I don't like doing any of those things. It is a process for me. So, yeah, I'd pay someone to do all that.
I have someone to clean.
Because I like to cook. I know. Yeah. You do pay someone to clean. I don't have that luxury. What about you, Jared? What would you do?
I'd hire somebody to tickle me on a consistent basis.
Hey, we'll do that for free. Get over here.
I don't want to touch you.
You don't like to be tickled?
No. No.
That's
yeah,
funny.
I just got to throw a couple bucks at somebody just to tickle me. Yeah.
What else then? What else? Like, what else?
Just that's it.
Okay,
you
that's
just
it.
Want to
okay.
be tickled.
Get my little piggies.
Weirdest thing.
Phone lines are wide open. So if you weird. Want to sound off at any point, what you'd pay somebody to do. You can talk about reading multiple books at one time. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You can call in if you want a couple bucks to tickle me. Katie, do you have one over there that you wanted to hit?
Yeah, well, this was actually someone who wrote in talking about the childhood things that they thought were normal. So things that they did as a child that they thought were normal but actually weren't. Sierra is who sent us this. Love the show. Hey, guys, I found myself thinking about childhood things I thought were normal but were not. Like growing up, I thought all meals were homemade. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks were made from scratch, like homemade granola bars, pastries, and chocolates were the norm. Like, we rarely ordered out. It was always for someone's birthday or special occasion. Sierra says, I remember the first time I had fast food, and I was like, wait, people just buy burgers already made? And she said, because I was like, gosh, what? She said it was the 90s.
So they never went
happened.
Out.
Never went huh. out. She also said they didn't have a microwave, so when they went to a friend's house and heated up their spaghetti in 60 seconds, she thought it was sorcery. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then the other one was she said we hung all our clothes out to dry. We didn't even have a dryer, so I just thought everyone dealt with crunchy jeans. And I was like, yeah, oh my gosh.
Starch them.
My parents hung up all
my mom
of our
always
clothes.
Hung out
the
stuff in the
towels were
summer.
So scratchy and
she
I'll
didn't
never,
do towels but no. pants and stuff
and then I remember like going to my grandma's and her towels were all fluffy and soft and I was
why
like
why are her so
mom,
nice
what are you doing wrong
gotta like, hang them outside yeah. let the sun dry them
yeah that's nature's dryer.
I refuse to hang anything outside to dry now as an adult because there was multiple times growing up that you throw on a t-shirt and a spider would come
yep.
crawling out
oh,
of it or
yeah.
a fly
yep.
or something you
exactly.
know and you're like god I don't want when I grow up I'm not hanging anything outside
yeah. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm trying to think if there was anything like that growing up where I was like, doesn't everybody blank?
I have
yeah.
one.
What's yours?
The weird thing that I guess because I thought it was normal, just like the entire family breaking out in song. My family.
Hakuna Matata.
Dude, my family's like
oh
very
gosh.
Musically gifted. We all play instruments. We all can sing. Our nickname growing up was the Von Trapp family. Like, we're like the people from The Sound of Music. We can all sing. My dad was in jazz his whole life. And so.
Skiddly bop.
Like, one of us would start a song and like we can harmonize. We can sing to it. We can do all this stuff. And then like I'd have friends come over and like I would start singing or something and my sister would or whatever. And they're like, you guys are insane.
This is the creepiest thing I have ever heard.
And it's
weird.
Very weird. And I found that out in like high school and middle school.
Poor young lady, whoever ends up with you.
Well, we don't do it now. Because we found out that was weird.
So all of your siblings can sing?
All of us.
We need to get y'all in here for a little Mix 100 concert.
We're like, me.
I know.
We're like the Von Trapp family. We all can do it.
Get ready for Grizz.
That's not the word I'd use.
Sorry that we're talented, Jeremy.
So creepy.
Yeah, right? There's five of you.
A one and a two and
well, we
a one,
wouldn't
two,
do that.
Three.
Yes. It was just like one of us would have a song stuck in our head and the other people would just join in.
Like, Mom, go grab the tambourine.
No, we
is this
wouldn't
like
do
in,
that.
In Step Brothers where they're driving in the car and the dad. That's flat,
well,
Shelly.
My dad was very nice, but a little bit like that. Yes. A little bit.
Gosh, I love that about you.
But though. Yes, around middle school when friends started coming over and then I would
dude,
do
why
that,
are we
they're
having
like,
to sing when we go to your house?
What is happening? Well, they wouldn't join in. But yeah, I found out not everybody in. Does that, Katie.
Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
It's exactly kind of what happened. So.
That's just ridiculous.
Very weird.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of nipped that in the bud in middle school.
No wonder you can't keep a date.
Gosh, Josh.
You can't keep a woman. No wonder.
I bring him over and we all start singing. I ask her, I'm like, all right, hey, honey, verse two. Here we go.
Second verse, same as the first.
What in the Sound of Music is going on
That's
here?
It, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.